Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with Andrew Hofer, the athletic director and the head football coach. Just talking to you off the air a little bit about the potential of some youngsters doing maybe multiple sports during the course of one season. By that, I mean fall season, and you're going to see that with a couple of football kids this fall are going to play some other sports. So what about that?
Yeah, we actually had a couple kids who expressed interest in doing multiple things, and both of them were actually in other sports besides football to begin with, and then had expressed some interest in playing football at the same time. And no matter what the sports are, I think I mentioned this to you off air, if a student athlete can handle it and they have the desire to play multiple sports, you know, I think we as coaches owe it to them to give them the opportunity to do that and to try to encourage participation in as many things as possible.
And it's about the communication between the coaches of those specific sports then, and then it's about the communication between the student athlete and the coach, right? That's the equation of how this would work?
Yeah, it's certainly not an easy task for the students, but those who have chosen to do it, you know, are students who go above and beyond on a normal basis. And for us as coaches, you know, we've got to prioritize our kids. And if we're really doing that, you know, and they would like to seek this opportunity, and we've got to be able to communicate and be adults and sit down and figure out a schedule. And I think our coaches in the fall have done a good job of that so far.
In the example, I know that will come to the forefront this fall without naming names. There's an incoming freshman that will probably kick on the football team, play golf, run cross country, and then there's also another golfer that will play football. Those are the, I guess, first two trial balloons in this?
Yeah, and we're certainly not the first school in this to do this. I mean, you see even some schools in our conference that allow it a little bit, and you know, we're going to give these guys a chance to do it, and both of those kids are good students who prioritize their academics, too, and don't have any problems there, and they're hard workers. And when you see kids like that, they're able to kind of divvy up their time in a manner that allows them to be successful in a lot of different facets of life. And so we're excited about those couple of kids who are going to be representing our school in multiple areas this fall.
Yeah, and I know when you evaluate and examine this as the fall season progresses, I know we're talking about boys sports and we're talking about the fall, but I would assume then this would be allowable for girls athletics and then also winter and spring sports. But again, it's up to the student athlete and it's up to the specific coaches.
Yeah, and you've seen that with the girls a little bit in the facet of cheering and dancing and still being on a team at the same time. But yeah, this isn't certainly not closed off to any specific group. And, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a trial right now, and we'll see how things go. But, you know, we're so far, like I said, pleasantly surprised. And not surprised, but pleasant. You know, we're experiencing some good things so far with our student athletes doing multiple things. And, you know, I like the direction this is headed.
All right, and if you have any questions, you can contact the athletic director at Mercer County High School. I know you're having the specific, I think, fall meeting as we talked to you. Is that today, I believe, on this Tuesday, or is it sometime later in this week?
The fall meeting is Wednesday on the 25th at 6 o'clock at the intermediate school.
So those are some of the issues that, you know, the parent or the student athlete can talk over with their specific coach and the athletic director. Coach, thanks for helping us out today.
All right, thank you.
Andrew Hofer, AD and football coach at Mercer County.